Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leading Gracefully: A Woman's Guide to Confident, Authentic and Effective Leadership, is a leadership book for women that argues for a more inclusive and gender-aware model of leadership. Written by executive coach and speaker Monique Spaslian-Towin, it combines leadership development, workplace inclusion, and practical self-coaching rather than presenting a purely theoretical business argument. The book is positioned around the idea that women should not have to imitate male-coded leadership styles to be taken seriously. Instead, it encourages them to build authority from qualities often overlooked in conventional management advice, such as empathy, collaboration, care, and authenticity. Drawing on Towin's professional coaching background and references to neuroscience and organizational culture, the book aims to help readers navigate bias, strengthen confidence, and lead in ways that are both effective and aligned with their identity. It is best understood as a practical guide for professional women and for organizations interested in developing more balanced leadership cultures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the feminine leadership model is an alternative to male norms. The strength of this approach is that it offers a usable language for leadership development. Rather than telling women to become more like men, it tells them to become more deliberate about how they use their own strengths. This distinction is important because many leadership books for women focus only on confidence or communication tactics. Leading Gracefully connects identity to organizational outcomes, suggesting that leadership style affects team loyalty, innovation, and effectiveness. Secondly, how the book addresses the double bind women face at work. The book also makes the double bind relevant to managers and organizations, not only to individual women. If workplaces penalize women for the same behavior they reward in men, then leadership development cannot be gender neutral in practice. Towin's treatment of this issue pushes readers to think about evaluation standards, communication norms, and promotion practices. In that sense, the book functions as both a personal guide and a critique of organizational culture. Thirdly, confidence built through self-coaching and reflection. This practical dimension distinguishes the book from broader gender and leadership commentary. Instead of only diagnosing the problem of bias, it offers a process for personal leadership development that makes it especially relevant for readers who want more than theory. It is designed for active use, not passive reading, and that interactive structure is one of the reasons the book appeals to coaches, trainers, and working professionals. Fourthly, why inclusive culture is treated as a business issue, not only a diversity issue. The practical implication is that managers and executives are not just supporting women for fairness reasons. They are shaping the conditions under which teams innovate and retain talent. By emphasizing culture as a driver of business results, the book speaks to both human resources concerns and leadership strategy. That makes it relevant to organizations that need a rationale beyond symbolic inclusion. Lastly, using empathy, collaboration, and care as leadership strengths. This topic also helps explain why the book resonates with readers in coaching and organizational development. It reframes emotional intelligence as a legitimate part of performance, not a secondary concern. In a business climate that increasingly values adaptability, engagement, and team cohesion, Towin's emphasis on relational leadership feels especially current. The book's argument is that these capacities are not peripheral to leadership. They are part of what makes leadership effective. In conclusion, Leading Gracefully will be most useful for professional women, emerging leaders, executive coaches, and organizations trying to improve the way women advance into leadership roles. It is also relevant for managers who want a clearer understanding of why standard leadership advice does not always fit women's lived experience in the workplace. Its main value is practical. Rather than abstract, it offers a framework for confidence, authenticity, and leadership behavior that can be applied in real professional settings. Readers looking for a book that validates feminine strengths while still addressing performance, influence, and organizational culture will find it especially relevant. What makes it stand out in the women's leadership category is its combination of personal development, cultural analysis, and business logic. It does not treat gender bias as an isolated issue, and it does not reduce leadership to motivational language. Instead, it connects identity to workplace outcomes through the feminine leadership model and self-coaching tools. That mix gives the book a more operational feel than many books in the same space. It is best read as a guide for changing both the leader and the environment in which she leads. If you would like to support Monique Spaslian-Towin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.